This is the Podcast One Sportsman, brought to you by the worldwide reach of the Associated Press Sports Department.
Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown says he does not want to come back to the team and he wants a trade. He said thank you on Twitter to Steeler Nation for 9 big years. He also wrote, it's time to move on and move forward. The Golden State Warriors carry a 4-game winning streak into tonight's game at home against the Utah Jazz. In other action, the Los Angeles Lakers complete a 6-game road trip against the Hawks in Atlanta. The NBA says Los Angeles Lakers president Magic Johnson did not break any league tampering rules when he spoke about Philadelphia 76ers point guard Ben Simmons earlier this week. The Buffalo Bills have begun addressing their offensive line needs by signing Spencer Long to a 3-year contract. Major League Baseball's 150th anniversary logo features the silhouetted batter created for the 1969 celebration of the first professional baseball team. For the AP, I'm Ron Brown with the Podcast One Sports Minute. The Mexican drug lord nicknamed El Chapo has been convicted in federal court in New York. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The jury returned a verdict against the notorious drug lord Joaquin Guzman on its sixth day of deliberation. The drug trafficking charges could put the 61-year-old defendant in prison for life. He was accused of smuggling 200 tons of cocaine and of using torture and murder to cement his control of the Sinaloa drug cartel. He was famous for escaping from prisons in Mexico, and the trial was held under extraordinary security before an anonymous jury. El Chapo stared straight ahead as the jury verdict was read, catching the eye of his wife in the gallery afterward. She gave him a subtle thumbs up. Warren Levinson, New York.
About 3,000 people are returning home after a wildfire threatened their New Zealand town near Wellington. There are still another 400 people living in valleys near the fire that haven't been able to return yet. Firefighters say they've gained the upper hand over the fire thanks to good weather, though. The forest fire began nearly a week ago on the South Island and burned 5,700 acres. It burned down one house and prompted evacuations beginning Friday. Authorities believe the fire was started by sparks from farm equipment. Cardi B has gone dark on Instagram after Grammy criticism. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Don't look for Cardi B on Instagram. The 26-year-old rap star won a Grammy Sunday night, but after social media complaints that she didn't deserve it, she deactivated her account. She also lashed out at a BET message that seemed to implicate her in a taunt of her longtime rival Nicki Minaj.
It's not my style for people to put other people down to uplift somebody else. That's not my style, and that's not what I'm with, and I don't support that.
Cardi B won Best Rap Album for Invasion of Privacy. She's the first solo female to win, and points out she didn't complain last year when her debut single, Bodak Yellow, did not win. Warren Levinson, New York.
Police found 30 tons of illegal pangolin products in Borneo in the biggest bust of its kind ever in that country. The monitoring network Traffic said in a statement that police uncovered 2 major pangolin processing facilities. Police said they seized 3 refrigerated containers with 1,800 boxes filled with frozen pangolins. Another 572 frozen pangolins were in separate freezers. They also found 61 live pangolins and 361 kilograms of pangolin scales. In addition, police say they found 2 bear paws and carcasses of 4 flying fox. The pangolin is said to be the most widely trafficked mammal in the world, and its scales are in high demand in Asia for use in traditional Chinese medicine. The scales are made of keratin, the same material in human fingernails. Their meat is also considered a delicacy in China and other Asian countries. Police in Florida need help finding a little monkey that was stolen from the Palm Beach Zoo. Someone stole 12-year-old Kali, a rare Goldie's monkey, by cutting open the mesh around her enclosure. A zookeeper discovered the monkey missing during early morning rounds. Police have surveillance video, and they're trying to identify a suspect walking around the zoo's perimeter. Goldie's monkeys are naturally from the Amazon, and they're sometimes sold illegally as pets. Officials say Kali has a microchip and requires a specialized diet. The partial government shutdown has had an impact on customer service at the Internal Revenue Service. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A shocking deterioration of service. That's the description from the IRS watchdog. The official start of the tax season happened during the shutdown. A new report says only 48% of calls were answered from the people needing tax advice. Average wait, 17 minutes. Last year, 86% of calls were answered, average wait time just 4 minutes. Taxpayer advocate Nina Olson told Congress in her report, the numbers translate into real harm to real taxpayers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Social media service Reddit says it's raised $300 million in a financing round led by Chinese internet giant Tencent. Reddit CEO Steve Huffman told CNBC on Monday that he values the privately held company at $3 billion. Half the new money came from Tencent, Asia's most valuable tech company. Other investors included Fidelity, Quiet Capital, and Snoop Dogg. The climate in New York City could feel more like Arkansas in 60 years, according to a new study published in the journal Nature Communications. As AP correspondent Jennifer King reports, the study uses data and climate mapping to describe the impact of global warming in a more relatable way.
A new study tries to explain climate change by looking at the future climate of cities under global warming, then comparing them to hotter southern cities of today. Study lead author Matt Fitzpatrick, an ecology professor at the University of Maryland, looked at different variables under two different climate change scenarios. In about 60 years, if carbon emissions keep soaring, the cities in the study would move about 528 miles to the south climate-wise. Chicago will feel more like Kansas City. San Francisco will feel like Los Angeles. Washington, D.C. will feel like the Mississippi Delta. I'm Jennifer King.